This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market podcast where we give you a lowdown on what to expect in trade today. Well, after an 8% heady rally that the market has seen in the previous two sessions, there was some amount of consolidation expected and that's pretty much what played out. In fact, the FIIs actually sold in trade yesterday. So they sold about 828 crores, while the domestic institutions bought 473 crores in cash yesterday. However, a lot of experts believe that the move is not done yet on the upside. In fact, Morgan Stanley has put out a note where they say that the market move post the tax cuts is logical and not overdone. The most important part of the announcement is the 17% special rate for new companies investing in manufacturing plants, and that could be a game changer and trigger a big corporate capex cycle fairly quickly. So a lot of experts believe that there's more to go on the upside. However, this morning, global cues are a tad bit weak. The Dow is down 0.5%. The Nasdaq is down 1.5%. And the S&P 500 has seen a third straight day of losses after Donald Trump criticized China in the UN speech. And impeachment worries now rise, because of which the markets are under a bit of pressure. The recent high of 11,655 on the Nifty though will be watched very closely, and let's see if that can be taken out anytime soon. For today though, the SGX Nifty is indicating that the start will be once again on the red side. Now let's talk about individual stocks, because there was plenty of delivery based buying in a lot of heavyweight names like Infosys, TCS, Reliance yesterday. 700 crore delivery buying in Infosys, 500 crores in TCS, and 700 crores in Reliance. Kaveri Seeds as well, the board has approved a buyback at 700 rupees a share. TVS Motor could be in focus. The chairman has told CNBC TV 18 that corporate tax cut will put real money in the pocket of companies and boost investments, but it may take another 3 to 6 months for demand to return. Also, PTC India is looking to exit its non-core business and it's eyeing 2,000 crore from that sale. So keep that on your list as well. Finally, two more stocks on my radar. Vedanta, where the company is looking to set up 2,500 crore plant for aluminum flat products in Chhattisgarh or Odisha. And Titan, HSBC has upgraded Titan to a buy with a target price of 1450 from 1200 and says that Titan is a long-term structural winner. Well, with that, it is curtains down on this edition of the podcast. But this podcast is brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Do stay tuned into CNBC TV 18 for all the market action. Thanks so much for listening in. Have a great day.